On Wednesday morning, Manti Te'el was best known as a star football player at Notre Dame, a probable NFL first-round draft pick, and the college athlete with the world's most compelling backstory.
What makes his performance all the more remarkable is that he did it while enduring almost unimaginable anguish. Last September, his beloved grandmother died of cancer, and on the same day, just hours later, his girlfriend, Lene Kakua, died after a long battle with leukemia.
Te'el's athletic prowess and the odds he'd overcome put him on ESPN and on the cover of Sports Illustrated beneath the headline, "The Full Manti." The story of the tragic, remarkable linebacker resounded outside the sports press, picked up by national outlets such as CBS News, The New York Times, and the Associated Press. It had all the melodrama of a perfect Friday Night Lights plotline.
Te'o says she asked him not to attend her funeral, telling him, "Babe, if anything happens to me, you promise that you'll stay there and you'll play and you'll honor me through the way you play." And that is what he did.
In the close win against Michigan, Te'o intercepted two passes. And he did it on the same day that Lene was buried.
I literally felt them with me.
And then Wednesday night, the sports feature website Deadspin posted an expose which asked readers, did you enjoy the uplifting story, the tale of a man who responded to adversity by becoming one of the top players of the game? If so, stop reading.
Deadspin reported that Lene Kakua, the girlfriend, was a hoax, easily debunked using the most basic tools of journalism. There was no obituary, no sign of her in the registrar at Stanford, her supposed college, nor mention of her in the school newspaper, no birth record for that matter. The only evidence she'd existed was a flimsy social media presence, posted pictures, supposedly of her, but actually of a 22-year-old, unaware of the hoax. Pete Thamel, the Sports Illustrated reporter who wrote the cover story that helped mint the legend, went on the Dan Patrick Sports radio show to explain why he fell for it. There was so much detail, he said, that it didn't occur to him that it could be a big lie.
Were one of those little red flags, oh, she didn't show up in Nexus, oh, I can't find her brother's name to spell check it. Like, it just, you know, you were able to write around it because you had a whole football team, university, community, and country. She'd been quote-unquote dead for a week by the time I got there.
Now, both Notre Dame and Manti Te'el himself have released statements saying that they were hoaxed by a third party and only learned that the girlfriend was fictional last month. Of course, to believe that, you have to believe that Te'el only communicated with her over the phone and online, even though his father described in detail in the South Bend Tribune the moment that Te'el and Kakua first met in person. So now the media are awash in speculation about whether Te'el was a victim or a perpetrator or some combination of the two, and also awash in hand-wringing over this latest high-profile example of major media outlets passing along bad information because other media outlets did it first. But probably it was inevitable because, as in the Lance Armstrong case, it met the ever-present expectation of the audience for a feel-good story that transcends mere sport. Yes, at best, Manti Te'el was a sucker, and the news organizations that unquestionably passed along the story were suckers too. But of course, so were we, so eager to swallow that bittersweet saga because it tasted so good.